Minister of Agriculture Saboto Cesar has urged Vincentians to play an active role in ensuring national food security by participating in the National Home and Community Garden Project. Minister Cesar was speaking at a handing over ceremony on Wednesday, 22nd January, where the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, UNFAO, handed over 7,000 chicks. The UNFAO donation gives further boost to the Zero Hunger Trust Fund's ZHDF, National Home and Community Garden Project. The project is currently in its second phase, and the Minister Cesar highlighted the importance of strengthening local food production and working closely with communities to ensure food security.
And I want for persons to be aware that it is the duty of every citizen to participate in this national food production platform. We export food to many islands and countries. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is the breadbasket of the OECS and the Southern Caribbean. On a weekly basis, boats would leave St. Vincent and the Grenadines to take food to other islands. We are going to work with persons, 10 chickens in the backyard, so that we are not only focusing on the commercial production, which is the main focus of the UBEC project, but we are ensuring that we work within these communities to ensure that we have food and nutrition security.
Minister of Agriculture, Saboto Cesar. And UNFAO project coordinator Risa Spencer said restoring food security is a top priority following the passage of Hurricane Beryl. She said, while recovery takes time, supporting this initiative is a vital step towards rebuilding self-sufficiency by providing families and schools with the food they need, empowering communities to regain control over their food security and livelihoods.
Through this handover, critical support will be provided to 100 households through chicken startup kits, helping them to rebuild food sources and generate income. In addition, home garden starter kits, which will be distributed in batches. Initially, we have 200 household or 200 sets to help 200 households, and we'll have 500 sets on the way by the end of February. These kits will enable families to grow their own food while broader agricultural systems recover, providing immediate access to fresh, nutritious produce and reducing our dependency on external aid. Beyond household assistance, we're also equipping 15 schools with both chicken and garden kits, which will be used in their agricultural science program. By integrating hands-on learning, students will gain valuable skills in food production and sustainability. This not only strengthens the school feeding programs, but also fosters long-term resilience in future generations.
UNFAO project coordinator with responsibility for disaster risk management and resilience, Risa Spencer. Meanwhile, Chief Executive Officer at the Zero Hunger Trust Fund, ZHTF, Sophia Hornbeek, said this initiative is important to building resilience in agriculture, adding that it is vital that the country's youth become involved in this sector as they are the future of the industry.
We have to build back better and stronger to ensure that we are able to sustain ourselves going forward. And how we do this? We build systems at the local level. At the local level, at our schools and institutions so that it can sustain. Even if we are impacted by disaster, we have the know-how to quickly bounce back and build back for ourselves. Doesn't mean you don't get support, is that you're able to respond fairly quickly. For us at Zero Hunger, our children has always been at the forefront at what we do. We have been supporting agriculture science since 2019 at schools. So in coining how we do a food security drive, you are important. You are important in that you need to understand how your contribution is building a future for the agriculture industry, how your contribution is building for food security in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Chief Executive Officer at the Zero Hunger Trust Fund, Sophia Hornbeek. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.